This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoyne in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoyne. A run out by Hoyne. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoyne. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for good.
A dunk! He flushed it! Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for 2, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the 3, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Bodkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Bodkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And it is tournament time here on scoresbroadcast.com. Boys action from the Piqua D4 sectional. It's game 2 of the night. We're covering this one, then 3 tomorrow night. One game in the books, won by Ansonia over Mississinewa, a 3-point thriller. Ansonia advancing on to play Bodkins in round 2. We've got the nightcap. It's Fort Loramie versus Covington. Fort Loramie 15-7 on the year. Covington with a mark of 5-17. Redskins, Chuck, a number 2 seed, very worthy of that number 2 seed. I think everybody on the Fort Loramie coaching staff, had you told them 3-4 months ago, you'd be 15-7, a number 2 seed at Piqua, they would have said, hey, we'll take it. It's been a great year for Fort Loramie, having lost 41 points in scoring from that starting 5 one season ago in Burning, Siegel, and the hot shot shooting guard by the name of Braun.
Braun, yeah. And I'll tell you, and you're right, it took them a while to get. They didn't have Carter Mesher for about the first 3 quarters of the season. They were trying to find the right combinations. They had 3 guys last year that they were the go-to guys. It's different being a role player than it is to be the guy that has it in crunch time. And that's what Loramie has figured. They are turning into a really good basketball team. They got Albers and Nate Meyer, and I'm going to miss somebody, Caleb Meyer.
It's a deep team.
Nolan Burning. These are all youngsters,
right,
that have become better and better and better as the season's gone on. And that's what's helped make them a team that has got a shot to go a long way in this tournament.
It's a club which shoots the ball extremely well right down through the whole roster. This team is shooting 45% on the year on twos and threes combined, 50% on two-point shots, approaching 40 on threes.
That's nice.
And Strasburg Franklin found out over at Knightstown, Indiana, that you cannot let anybody go on the floor because the Redskins, 1 through 10, will drain the three ball on you. Well, I shouldn't say 1 through 10. Albers and Kemper would prefer to shoot the ball from down below the foul line.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other young men, boy, they can pop it in for you from long distance. Head coach Corey Britton just tickled to death with this team. Although Nick Brander, we understand, will not play tonight. Tendonitis in the knees. He'll sit. maybe game one, maybe even game two. I bet for sure he's back for a sectional final 1 week from this evening if the Redskins advance that far, and they should.
They should. The recipe for him is rest and ice and heat alternating, and that's what I'm sure they're doing with him. And I think that it's not something that's going to be debilitating for him in the future, but it's going to make them it hurts, and that's the thing. You got to play through the pain.
And what Covington's got to deal with tonight in Fort Loramie, Chuck, is the Redskins' hard-nosed physical play. Fort Loramie will not back down. Redskins took three charges in the first 4 minutes against Strasburg Franklin over at Knightstown, Indiana.
Right.
And Strasburg decided thereafter, we won't penetrate the middle the final 3.5 periods, and they didn't.
No, they kept it on the perimeter. Covington's got their hands full tonight. Even without Brandewey, they've got a lot of talent. And what they're going to be able to do, you talked about the defense, they're going to be in their shorts the entire game, and they're so deep they just keep running different people in and out, much deeper than Covington's going to be able to throw at them tonight.
The Redskins like winning. Fort Loramie's won 12 of its last 15. The only three losses in that stretch, a heartbreaker at Jackson Center, a home game to Anna, a loss at Marion Local, no shame in any of those three. Fort Loramie is as hot as a firecracker right now, as good as anybody in Division IV in the region. Speaking of that, D4 Southwest Ohio up four grabs.
Oh, it's wide open. I mean, if a team gets hot like Marion Local did last year, you know, they could be the favorite, but anybody could be there.
As I mentioned, Fort Loramie 15-7, 12 victories in its last 15. Covington's won two of its last four, although only 5-17 on the year, finishing 4-8 in the Cross County Conference. Redskins wound up 7-5 in league play, split with Botkins, defeated Rushi twice. That's a feather in the Redskins' hat. Chuck, a little research. Fort Loramie here in the Garbury Gym, 11 of the last 12 victories.
They played well.
Yep.
And they 2 years in a row, they beat a Rushi team that was favored. And then last year, they waited till the regional to beat them. So, they're a good tournament team.
Fort Loramie has beaten Fairlawn twice this year easily. Fairlawn defeated Covington by a scant 2 points, very tight game. Another common opponent, Versailles. Fort Loramie won by 7, and Versailles clobbered Covington. Fort Loramie scores right around 50 points a game. Covington in the low 40s. Fort Loramie's defense usually doesn't allow you to score 10 points a quarter.
Well, I'm going to be surprised. I would think that they may not start zone, but Covington's almost got to play some zone tonight, because if they try to match up with Loramie, I think it could be a long evening.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including these three Fort Loramie game sponsors. They are on the web online with us each time Fort Loramie plays. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. These anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding underwriting sponsor, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, our halftime sponsor, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Thanks so much to Bryant Billing and his staff of what? None. Thanks, Bryant, for the job you do for all of the folks in the Upper Miami Valley. Your coverage is second to none. In addition, gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney for more savings.
Go online, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. That's Chris North at the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, they are Rushi game sponsors, thanks to Francis Schulte and Superior. Plus, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions and 3 new underwriting sponsors, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Mixer, and Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. Game one tonight was won by Ansonia, defeating Mississinewa Valley. Tightly played game, went right down to the wire. Mississinewa had a three-point shot just before the buzzer to tie it. Ansonia wins 38-35. Ansonia meets Botkins Tuesday at 6. Botkins had a first-round bye. Now those two teams collide in the first of the Twin Bill on Tuesday. In the second game, the winner of this contest meets Riverside at 7:30. Don't forget a triple header here tomorrow night. Fairlawn Layman Catholic game 1, Rushi Mechanicsburg game 2, Triad Jackson Center game 3. All the action starts at 4:15. That's 4:15 in the lower bracket tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's Saturday. I'm going to have to get up early.
Yes, indeed. No action earlier in the day tomorrow, just those 3 games. And then next week, voices permitting, it's 2 games on Tuesday night, 2 games on Wednesday night, 2 games on Thursday night, 1 game on Friday night, and 3 probably next Saturday.
This is the best time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And February madness.
Exactly. Fabulous February.
Yeah.
At Garbery Gym in Piqua, which has drawn a huge crowd opening night.
Yeah, they had a great crowd for the first game, and then it hasn't thinned out much at all.
Chuck, I sense during game one that Mississinewa crowd and Ansonia crowd didn't like each other real well.
It's a rivalry. I was talking to Scott Ward from the Tiger, and of course they cover him, and he told me before the game, he goes, I'll be surprised if there's not a fight in the stands. There might not be one on the floor, but there might be one in the stands.
Thankfully,
there wasn't.
Mississinewa was on the near side, and Sonia was on the far side. But it was a very good ball game. The two teams split in the regular season, and Sonia, which beat Botkins last year in the second round of the tournament, will play Botkins again this year in round 2 on Tuesday night. Starting lineups being introduced. First off, for the Covington Buccaneers, in the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. Matt Pond, 6th-year head coach. It is Spencer Broombaugh, 5'10 junior, and Chad Yohe, a 5'10 senior at guard. Andrew Cates, 11 points a game, a 6-foot junior at a wing. Tyler Fraley, a 6'2 senior at power forward. And Clayton Machino, he is at a forward spot, 6'1 junior, heat 2 at 11 points per game. Gray Harshbarger, the 5th starter, a 6'3 senior. He's in the middle. He leads the club in rebounding. I think I mistakenly listed 6 players. Broombaugh, the first one, does not start. He will come off the bench right away. So it's Yohe, Cates, Harshbarger, Fraley, and Machino for Coach Pond's Covington Buccaneers. Starting 5 for the Fort Loramie Redskins, coached by Corey Britton in year number 5. As we mentioned, Nick Brandewee not playing. He's in street clothes, suffering from knee tendinitis. Nate Ratterman at a wing, 6'4 senior, nearly 9 points a game. Eli Rosengarten at guard, 6'1 senior, 11 points a game. Jake Ratterman, 6'1 senior, at a guard spot. He also starts. Mason Kemper in the middle, 6'4 and a senior. And the fifth starter for the Fort Gordon Redskins is Carter Mesher, a 6'1" senior. Right away, Covington gets the opening tip and tries a three ball straight away. It is way short, grazes the rim, and goes out of bounds. Chad Yohe pumped it up, and Fort Loramie's got possession, no score, opening 20 seconds. Redskins the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Covington all white from top to bottom. In bright black across the chest, Bucks, B-U-C-C-S, above the numerals. Redskins had the ball deep left corner. Mesher drives. He's underneath the basket. Deals to Ratterman. He lost it. Flips it on the arc to Jake Ratterman. Nathan to Jake. His long three hit the back brace. Rebound down to Covington. Buccaneers forecourt to our left. Chad Yohe between the rings. Picked up on the arc by Jake Ratterman. Ball rotated out high to Clayton Machino. Good outside shooter. 6'1 junior. Near side of the floor, handled by Andrew Cates, fine football player for the Buccaneers. Quickly revolving the ball around the head of the key is Covington, which shoots a three from the right corner. Clayton Machino had it deflected. Loose ball rebound underneath. Off Covington last. Fort Loramie possession.
That was a nice defensive play there. When you can get a hand on a three shot, you've got some ups.
Redskins, extremely athletic, been a heck of a year after losing the likes of Siegel, Braun, and Burning off that club a year ago. A team that lost just three times, went all the way to the regional semifinal. Fort Loramie lost a lot of points off that club, had to replace many baskets and have done so quite well. 6:25 left to go here in the first quarter. Covington knocked the ball out of bounds right here in front of us. In fact, the player almost went right through our laptop. Redskins inbounded again. It's Jake Ratterman, 25 feet away on the left. There's a good skip pass, cross court to Rosengarten. He catches. Baseline right, doesn't shoot. Ball goes opposite, then fed into the lane to Kemper. Kemper had it knocked away, got it back. Straight away, Nate Ratterman. Good defense by Covington. Here's Rosengarten, high right, jumping, shooting, short on the three-pointer. Rebound, Buccaneers. No score. We played 2 minutes, 15 seconds. Midcourt, Chad Yohe for Covington. Fires the ball right side to Tyler Fraley. Baseline right, Andrew Cates, most athletic player on this Covington team. He twirls into the lane, shovels it from his knees, missed it, no good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Tough try by Cates. Redskins outside the arc on the right. It's Jake Ratterman. Looks inside for Kemper. Can't find him. Goes to Rosengarten. He blitzes his way down the left side of the lane and banks in a runner. Nice play. Rosengarten of Fort Loramie, which draws first blood, leading 2-0. We played nearly 3 minutes opening quarter. Here is Covington in backcourt against token pressure. Buccaneers do get it across after about 6 seconds. Here's Yohe, top of the circle, bounce pass to the post, intercepted by Fort Loramie. Nathan Ratterman down the floor to Kemper. Outside the arc, far left ring, left wing, it's Rosengarten. Into the post, it goes to Kemper, and then he hands off to a cutter, barging down the paint, reach-in foul against Covington, which wrapped up Carter Mesher. And the official rules, he's in the act of shooting. Redskins get a nice break.
It took me a minute to recognize Carter. He got a haircut.
He sure did. Most of the locks are gone.
He went from 6'4 to 6'1.
Free throw, Carter Mesher got it. 3-0 Fort Loramie. Redskins a prohibitive favorite here in this game, the number 2 seed. The number 1 seed, Jackson Center Tigers, are in action tomorrow night in Game 3 versus winless Triad, the last and final seed, number 12, in this pickle section.
Well, they were 12. Bradford was actually 13.
I'm sorry.
So they have to play the winner.
You're right, Chuck. Bradford, a 13 seed. Triad, a 12. Mesher made both free throws, and then Covington whipped Fort Loramie's press. Look at Machino go. He flies down the floor the final 50 feet. and glides into the lane, hits a nice layup on the dead run. And then Fort Loramie air balls a triple in the forecourt to a right. Buccaneers get it back. 4-2, Fort Loramie leads. Slow start to this game. 4:24 to go here in the opening quarter. Kemper is the back checker for Fort Loramie on the press, and he was beaten by Machino, who went down the floor in torrid fashion and blew right by Kemper for the 2 points. And after the three ball was jacked up and missed badly by Fort Loramie, Buccaneers get it back, trailing 4-2. 4:06 to go here in the first quarter. Right wing with the ball. It is Cates. Cates goes baseline. Short corner jumper off the side of the board. Covington gets the deflection. Buccaneers still have the ball. Outside the arc on the right, it's Tyler Fraley. Tyler Fraley, I should say. He chucks up a three wide left, and Covington goes over the back on the rebound.
Well, right now, it looks to me like Covington's playing with a little more excitement than Loramie is.
I would agree 100%. You cannot count these games in the books till they're played,
ever.
Fort Loramie was a little too relaxed early in the year, Chuck, at home against Botkins, and found themselves down by 18 in the second quarter and got beat by 3 on a buzzer beater. So if you take somebody for granted, you could very well get thumped. Little give and go. Nolan Burning on the floor for Fort Loramie. Tries to pitch it to Rosengarten, and it's knocked away, but Covington, good steal. Buccaneers in the fourth court. It's Gates. Out back to Gray Harshbarger. Harshbarger baseline right to Machino. Then he flips it 25 feet away to Cates again. He's being checked by Nolan Burning. Good assignment there. Here's a dribble drive by Covington. Running one-hander by Tyler Fraley. In, out, no good. Jump ball on the rebound. Tough break for Fraley. Fort Loramie gets the arrow. 3:03 to go in the first quarter. I'm sitting next to Bryant Billing of the Sydney Daily News. We thought it was a low-scoring first period, and Sonia Mississinawa, this was even lower, Bryant. My goodness. 4-2. We played 5 minutes. Only 2 field goals so far in the game. Nolan Burning, 5'11", sophomore, head of the key for Fort Loramie. Ball whipped to Nathan Ratterman deep in the right corner. He darts through the paint. Goes opposite to Rosengarten. Here's a baseline drive, a floater around the rim and in. Soft touch by Rosengarten. He got the shooter's roll. 6-2, Fort Loramie leads. Covington, forecourt to our left. Here is Gates driving between two men from the right corner. He squeezed his way to the rim, and he banked it through.
Well, what a strong move that was by the junior.
Well done by Gates. 6-4, 2-point lead Fort Loramie, 2:16 to go, first quarter. Head of the key, Kemper. Kemper hands off on the play to Nate Meyer, who's in. Nate flips it left corner to a wide-open Eli Rosengarten, and he makes Covington pay. He shoots it in from three-point land. Boy, you give Rosengarten just a brief second of daylight. Look out. 9-4, Fort Loramie. Eli, a very adept three-point shooter. A minute 48 to go in the first. 5-point lead Fort Loramie. Here's Covington revolving the ball around the top of the circle. It's dealt into the right corner. Whistle sounds. Foul below the basket. Holding against a Redskin.
Nathan Ratterman. He had a death grip on him.
That was a football hold applied to Nathan. Top of the circle. Machino. Machino hits Cates. Cates whips his way down the lane to the rack and banked it in. Oh, is he solid. The junior, Cates, a couple of field goals for him. 9-6, Fort Loramie's lead, trimmed to 3. 85 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Grant Albers on the floor now for Fort Loramie, the 6'2 sophomore. He starts a drive, gets his feet tangled up, goes to the deck. No foul. It's clearly a walk. 1:26 left to go, first quarter. 9-6, Redskins. Here is Covington dribbling up the right side of the court, and the officials toot their whistles.
Well, Loramie, they didn't know who they came in for, but they had 6 guys out there for a second. That's the officials' fault. They're not supposed to put it in play until they know that everybody's got 5 on the floor.
So right now we've got 5 black shirts, 5 white shirts. We'll see how this gets resolved. Grant Albers of Fort Loramie meets with the referees. Grant, a 6'2 sophomore, he's out there right now with four other Redskin players. But Grant's got to head the side court. Mason Kemper re-enters. And now the composition for Fort Loramie is Rosengarten, Kemper, along with Jake Radiman, Burning, and Nate Meyer. The officials still confer with the scorer's table to make sure that Kemper gets checked in properly.
Well, he had not checked in. That was not one of the original people that came out of the game.
So you mean Mason walked on the floor from down at the far end of the bench?
We used to call that the Trotwood check-in when I was a scorekeeper.
I like that. Minute 21 to go, first quarter. Covington behind with three. Deep in the right corner, it's Gates. He draws a crowd. He makes a bad pass. Picked off by Burning of Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Nate Meyer, baseline right. He skips it cross court to Jake Ratterman. He fires it. Bullseye! Three-pointer. Jake the Snake flips one in.
He's been on a good streak shooting threes.
Oh, he's crafty. Jake doesn't look like the top three-point shooter on the team, but you let him go, he will drain it, as he did right then. 12-6, Fort Loramie's doubled the count. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Far right side of the floor, Chad Yohee for Covington. Gives it up to Clayton Machino. On a weave to Yohee, straight away. Kemper comes out to guard him with a lot of length. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie pressing all over the floor. Here's a drive down the lane. Yohee whips Burning, who checked him a little too aggressively. I think it's on the floor, not shooting. No, it is rule two.
Wow.
24.2 to go here in the first quarter. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie saying, wasn't that reach in out near the three-point line at the beginning of the drive? Well before the shot. Nonetheless, two free throws for Covington. Chad Yohee pumps it up. It's good. 12-7. Fort Loramie on top. 24 seconds to go in the first. Second free throw, Yohee on the way. Front rim, backboard, and it tickles the twine. 12-8. Redskins lead. 19 seconds to go in the first. Here's Burning. Here is Jake Ratterman, 25 feet away. Near side of the floor, Burning. Out high to Kemper. Left side, Nate Meyer, 8 seconds left. On top, Jake Ratterman. Back to Meyer. They look for Rosengarten. Deep left corner. Inside the arc. Fadeaway, 15-footer, Rosengarten. Ooh. In, out, in, out. At the buzzer. It wouldn't stick. Fort Loramie, 12. Covington, 8. After one on scores.broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We start quarter number two here at Pickwas Garbage Gym. Fort Loramie owns a four-point lead over Covington, 12-8. And Sonya defeated Mississinewa Valley, 38-35 in game one here in opening round action. First night of the Pickwa Boys D4 tourney. Excellent crowd on hand. Here's a drive right down the paint area by Machino. Goes up to shoot. It's stripped away by Fort Loramie, then tied up. And the Redskins benefit from the arrow. Pretty good first quarter played by Covington.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, the Kraft kid is really good. Gates.
Oh, he is. Outstanding football player. I remember him as a receiver. I think he doubled a little bit at quarterback, and he returns next year. In fact, most of Covington's football team is back on the gridiron in the fall of 2019. Here's a baseline drive by Jake Radiman of Fort Loramie. Cut off. It's a teammate in the lane. It's Nate Radiman. Awkward turnaround left-handed shot. He's boxed around a little bit. Missed it. It wouldn't fall. But he took a wallop, and he's at the stripe with two. 7:13 to play, second quarter, 12-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Nathan, a southpaw, eyes the basket and connects. And Fort Loramie's up 5, 13-8. Again tomorrow night, we've got three games for you for right here at the Piqua D4 Boys Sectional. Fairlawn and Layman Catholic at 4:30. Rushi and Mechanicsburg at 6. And Triad and Jackson Center at 7:30. Rushi the 3 seed, Jackson Center the 1 seed. Both free throws by Nathan Radiman are on the mark. And Fort Loramie is up 6 and now pressing. Covington gets it down the floor. Had an open man, Cates, near the rim. Buccaneers couldn't find him. And Covington is swarmed in half court near the timeline. Head coach Matt Pond gets a timeout. 1 minute gone here in the second. Redskins up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It is Covington possession after the timeout called by head coach Matt Pond. Could have been a 5-second count. It was probably close to it. Covington salvages the possession with the quick timeout. Ball thrown back in. Cates has got the ball outside the arc. Gives it to Spencer Broomball, a 5'10 junior in off the bench. He tries a 15-footer. Missed it. No good. Got his own rebound. Nearly walked. Rebound Fort Loramie below the rim. Redskin player is undercut. Ball goes out of bounds. Touch by Covington. 6:38 to go here in quarter number two. Let's check the five out there right now for Covington, Chuck. As Cates gets a breather, we'll see how the Buccaneers fare with him gone for a short while. Broomball and Yohe at guard. On the inside, Zach Kuntz is in. A 6'3 junior, Tyler Fraley still out there, a 6'2 senior. Here is a baseline drive of Fort Loramie. Power move, Nathan Radiman. Look at him go to work. Woo. He's a load. Nathan Radiman at 6'4". He forced his way along the baseline left. Covington had no answer. Field goal by Radiman, 16-8. Fort Loramie leads by 8. Here's Covington, deep left corner. It's Clayton Machino, the fifth player out there right now for the Buccaneers. He launched a 3. No good short. Rebound knocked away, deep right corner, off a Fort Loramie fingertip, out of bounds to the Buccaneers. 5:59 left, quarter number two. Covington inbounding on the arc. It's Tyler Fraley, left-hand dribble, now between the legs. He is picked up on the play by Carter Mesher. Got away with a walk, I think. Then Covington dumps it down inside, and Fort Loramie goes over the back of the Buccaneers' offensive man, Zach Kuntz, the 6'3 junior. Foul is common, 3 on each team.
Well, I mentioned I thought that Covington was playing with more excitement. They've got 5 offensive rebounds. Loramie doesn't have any.
Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie cannot be pleased with that stat at all. Covington straight away. It's Yohe outside the arc, near side. Tyler Fraley. Fraley dribbles at the high point on the left. Then leaves it for a teammate between the rings. Fraley and Machino play pitch and catch. Deep right corner with the ball. It's Broomball. Broomball against Jake Radiman. Broomball down the lane. He stops while he's driving toward the hoop to attract contact. Does so cleverly. Nearly made the shot. It banked, went in and out. But he's awarded 2 free throws. Clever play by Yohe. who almost...
Yeah, he did a good job of getting the ball up there because he felt the contact and threw it towards the rim. And you're right, it almost banked in.
Yeah, the horse shot was almost good. The free throw by Yohe up and in, 16-9, 7-point lead Fort Laramie. 5:18 left, quarter number two. Redskins led 12-8 after one. Second shot, Yohe on the way. Looks good, it is. 16-10, Fort Laramie. About 3 minutes have elapsed in the second period. Far right wing, it is Carter Mesher. Ball rotated out high to a teammate. It is Nate Meyer. Meyer gives it up to Mesher. Mesher peels off into the right corner. Leaves it behind him for Jake Radiman. Fort Laramie with a small lineup out there at the moment. Here's a drive along the left side of the lane. Trying to wedge his way in there was Eli Rosengarten. And he was literally grabbed before he got to the hoop. Four team fouls each way. Redskins inbound below the rim. On the arc to Rosengarten. Rosengarten at the elbow on the left. Lost the ball. Picked it up. Fed it to a teammate deep in the right corner. And it's Jake Radiman. He pops in another one. He's got a couple of threes. Well, he's the one man out there that Covington might think, well, we can ignore him, but not so. Here's a steal by Fort Laramie midcourt. Outlet to Carter Mesher. He flies down the floor and gets the driving layup. The defense for the Redskins fuels the offense. And don't look now, Fort Laramie's up 11 in a heartbeat. Midway, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
In the span of about 7 or 8 seconds, Fort Laramie gets a long made three from Jake Radiman, and then harassing defense in midcourt causes a steal. Carter Mesher breaks away in a layup, leaking out down to the right. Five snappy points for the Redskins, who stretch the lead from 6 to 11 just like that. Covington back on the floor offensively, 4:17 to go, period number two. Fort Laramie's outscored Covington 9-2 in the second stanza. Here's Joey giving the ball off deep in the right corner to Fraley. Fraley goes baseline. He's doubled. Flips it cross-court to Gates. He makes an athletic move in the lane. Arches up a runner off the back iron. Rebound Fort Laramie. Burning the midcourt. Throws the deep right corner to Eli. Eli's coming. Look out. He's got it. Eli Rosengarten.
Well, when you told me he didn't make first or second team all Shelby County League, that is a travesty.
Yeah, I was surprised. I had him on the second team for sure. Here's a good hustle play by Fort Laramie. A pilfer at midcourt. Long throw down the floor to Kemper. It is rolling out no good. Stick back is in by Rosengarten. Redskins are ripping away at Covington right now, but the Buccaneers beat pressure and get a basket from Broomball, who zipped down the floor in snappy fashion and whipped the press. Here's Fort Laramie the other way, beating Covington pressure. Driving layup is good, but Jake Ratterman and a foul on Covington. Well, we've got a frenzied pace going right now.
Heck of a start to the game to Jake Ratterman.
And Fort Laramie might have been a little lackadaisical in the first few minutes, Chuck. Not so now. 28-12, Redskins. 3:16 left until halftime. And Fort Laramie's already got a 16-point second quarter going. Chance for the three-point play. Fort Laramie missed the free throw, but got the rebound back. Here's a long jump shot behind the arc, left corner. Rosengarten again, 31-12. Redskins up 19. Covington does not know what hit the Buccaneers at the moment. Deep in the left corner, it's Fraley. Fraley hands off to a teammate behind the arc. Here's a jump shot. Good! It was Fraley who got it back, and he sinks it from three-point territory. Good-looking shooter, Tyler Fraley. Here's Fort Loramie attacking in the lane. It's Kemper. Kemper on the arc to Burning. He jacks up a three-ball. Yes! Burning hits it. Boy, that's what we talked about in the pregame.
Six of them.
Six of them, probably from at least three different, maybe four different young men.
Three. Yep, six by three.
Rosengarten's got a trio, and the lead for Fort Loramie is 34-15. Covington has the ball knocked out of bounds at midcourt with 2:21 to go here in the second quarter. Yeah, Strasburg Franklin over at Knightstown, Indiana, saw four Redskins drain six threes in the first half. And Strasburg was shocked. Their jaws dropped to the floor. Didn't expect it. Fort Loramie's got that many shooters.
Yeah, they do. And they got one of them sitting over there in street clothes.
In Nick Brandewey, right? Fort Loramie has just clawed the ball loose at midcourt. And Covington got a piece of it last. It went out of bounds. Redskins come back. Burning. Oh, it's a teammate, Rosengarten, on a back cut to the rim. It's blocked. The garbage is scooped up by Albers, and he scores. Albers got the loose ball off the hardwood and dropped it in. 36-15. Here's Covington coming back in a hurry. Yohe dribble drive. Baseline right to Machino. Flips it back out, flips it out back to Yohe, the three-point gunner. It is no good. Off the back brace. Long rebound ricochets to Burning. He fires a pass down the floor in the lane. Spin around shot by Kemper. Bank no good. Too hard. Long board back to Fort Loramie. Minute 22 to go, first half. Redskins up 21, 36-15. And just a little over 6 minutes ago, this was a four-point game. That's how quickly Fort Loramie can strike. It has become a very adept offensive club, shooting threes at nearly 40% on the year now. Here's Nate Meyer exploding into the lane. Flips a pass down inside to Kemper. A lot of traffic. It was congested. Kemper couldn't find it, and it went out of bounds. 57 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie now owns a 21-point spread, 36-15. That's the reason why we call Fort Loramie a prohibitive favorite in our pregame. Here is a bad pass at midcourt by Covington. A bust out the other way. Driving hard down the floor goes Nate Meyer. Blocked from behind. It's ruled clean. No shots at the stripe. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
That was good hustle. Machino turned it over and hustled back and blocked the shot. And it looked clean.
Yep, well done by Machino. Here's Fort Loramie inbounding in the left corner. Rosengarten sizes up a three. Left it short. Rebound, though, to Colin Moore, who's in now. Colin Moore, 6'1 sophomore. Flips it out back to Rosengarten. Half minute to go, first half. Redskins will play for one. Here's Grant Albers on the perimeter. Dribbles into the top of the key. Goes to Nate Meyer. Ball zipped to Colin Moore in the right corner. Moore out back to Rosengarten with 15 to play. Redskins up 21. Final seconds, first half. 12, 11. Here's a drive of Fort Loramie into the lane. A pocket pass attempted by Albers. Picked off by Covington. Four to go. Here's a long three, right corner. Hurried up there by Yohe. Missed it strong. And Fort Loramie gathers the rebound as the second quarter finishes. Grant Albers' miscue late in the second quarter. One of just a couple of errors by Fort Loramie in a darn near perfect second period of play, as so many bright spots for the Redskins, who displayed a marvelous team effort in the second 8 minutes. The lead up to 21, 36-15 here at the half. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured. meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, one customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Say it's a good idea to get new tires right now to grip the road firmly before that next winter storm gets a firm grip on you. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires, 937-295-3971. He'll offer free pickup and delivery to you. That's Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Well, you've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer built Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. 36-15, Fort Loramie over Covington. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report with Chuck McBee.
Well, the stats are pretty lopsided. 11-7 rebounding advantage for Loramie. They came back. They were down 4-0 in offensive rebounding. Ended 5-4 for the half. 4-5 for the free throw line for the Redskins. The Bucks made all four of those. Yohe 4-4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Covington. Yohe had 4. Cates had 4. They got 3 from Fraley, 2 from Machino, and 2 from Broomball. They scored 8-7, 15 for the first half. Loramie led by Eli Rosengarten, 15 points in the first half, 8 for Jake Ratterman, then 4 for Mesher, 4 for Nathan Ratterman, 3 from Nolan Burning, and 2 from Grant Albers. They had 6 young men score. They scored 12 and 24, lead it 36-15 at the half.
Chuck, I bet a talking point for head coach Corey Britton is, hey, guys, we were out-rebounded at one time. It was, what, 5-0?
5-0 offensively.
Woo! Although Corey doesn't have a whole lot more to discuss here at the break. Redskins,
no.
Outstanding second quarter by Fort Loramie.
Well, I liked that they made a switch up because their offense was kind of stagnant. So they went full court. They went half-court trap. The defense got their offense rolling, and they scored 24 points in that quarter.
And that quarter of play by Fort Loramie, as you noted, Chuck, with the defense fueling the offense, is typical Fort Loramie.
Absolutely.
Here in this 2018-19 season.
Yep, I mean, that's what you do. If things are a little stagnant, you're going to have some nights where you don't shoot the ball really well. There's no excuse to have a night where you don't play defense.
Right. A pretty good first quarter by Covington, an even much better second quarter by Fort Loramie, which leads by 21 points, 36-15 here at the half. Our reported intermission brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Chuck, by my count, we are covering our 500th basketball tournament webcast, you and me, since 2010-11.
Yep.
It's happening one of the games this weekend, either tonight or one of the three tomorrow. We're right at 499 or 498 right now. Of course, Jeff Bray and I did a lot of tourney games when we got started back in 2007, 2008, 2009, and we have kept up the spirit of scoresbroadcast.com. Some years close to 60 tournament games. In fact, in 2013, when Ann and Fort Loramie both won state championships in girls basketball, we covered 15 or 16 Anna Fort Loramie girls tournament games.
Right.
I think 8 apiece. Maybe it was 7 and 9. Might have only been 15. But that year, we extended ourselves at more than 60 tournament webcasts in that one year. Usually it's somewhere between 45 and 55. But we're right at 500. Thanks so much to Jeff Bray, former area resident. Lived in Sydney, then Rushi. He's now down in South Carolina. Jeff helped get scoresbroadcast.com off the ground back in 2007. We would not be here today without Jeff's beginning support.
Yeah, when you guys came to me and talked to me when Jeff was moving, and I thought about it for a little bit and went, nah, this would be something I'd like to do. Really, I mean, I used to keep the scorebook here as I coached, but I kept the scorebook for the Pickwa tournament for like 25 years.
Right.
So there was nothing I'd love more than watching what I called the Shelby County League tournament with a few invitees from the other places around the area. But it doesn't lose anything by being over here doing this right now. I love this tournament, and I love Shelby County basketball. It's unbeatable.
And a founding sponsor was Locale Equipment here on scoresbroadcast.com, which brings us to our halftime segment. We highlight several Fort Loramie players. Let's give the seniors their just due. There are some good ones. Jake Ratterman, Carter Mesher, Eli Rosengarten, Nathan Ratterman, Mason Kemper, Mitchell Burning, all outstanding student athletes, seniors at Fort Loramie. They are under the spotlight here tonight at halftime, thanks to Locale Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And thank you so much here on ScoresBroadcast.com to three new underwriting sponsors, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you closely, step by step by step, as you build your new home. That's Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824, 419-582-3824. And thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. On the web at regaltrophyawards.com, Regal for the crowning touch. Regal's got an outstanding reputation. It is second to none in supplying you with trophies, plaques, and awards of all kinds. Regal Trophy and Awards. And Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Catch the catch of the day at night. Baked Haddock is outstanding. Open at 6 in the morning. Terrific reputation for breakfast. And an array of wraps and burgers at noon. Maury's Landing, across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Here we go. We start the second half. Covington trailing Fort Loramie by 21 points, 36-15. And Cates opens up with a drive as he cracks his way along the right baseline, meets resistance. It's a defensive foul. In the act of shooting was Cates, and he's awarded two. He's a very heady ball player for Covington. He's at the stripe, connecting on the free one. And it's 36-16. Fort Loramie's lead is 20. Fort Loramie with an explosive second quarter. 24 points to pull ahead of Covington, but 21 at the halftime break.
Early in the season, there was times where they had trouble scoring 24 for a half.
That well said. You're so right, Chuck. Both free throws by Cates, good. And then Fort Loramie in the forecourt muffs the basketball. Covington falls on it, and then the player for the Buccaneers rolls over, and he's traveling.
Yeah, that's automatic.
Tyler Fraley, good hustle. Couldn't help but spin a little bit like a top. Whistle blew. Fort Loramie throws in. Ball lobbed in. Top of the circle. It's Carter Mesher. Mesher with an extra pass to Kemper. Right back to Carter. And then he hits Jake Raderman. Oh, look at Raderman go to work. He made a nice shot fake on the arc. Drove, pulled up. Mid-range jumper. It rolled right down through the ropes. Boy, this Jake Raderman has become extremely efficient. Doesn't take a lot of shots. When he does, more often than not, he makes them. 38-17. Lead back to 21 for Fort Loramie. Here's Covington. Dribble drive into the lane. Off balance. Machino short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long throw down the floor. Mesher caught it. Dead run to the rack. He's got it. Well done by Fort Loramie. They threw it over the top of Covington's pressure. And here come the Buccaneers. Sailing down the floor, out of control, a white shirt. Fort Loramie slides over late. It's not a charge block against the Redskins.
Correct call.
And I think a Covington player, okay, Clayton Machino, is judged to be in the act of shooting, and it didn't look like he came close to releasing the ball.
Well, I'm going to give you the block was correct. The shooting foul, no way.
Some of these in the act of shooting calls mystify me. And maybe he had the ball down around his hip. Could have been looking to pass. There was no shot. Clayton Machino hits the free throw to make it 42-18. Fort Loramie's biggest lead. 40-17 at 23. Second shot is up and in. 40-19 in favor of Fort Loramie. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Redskins start Mesher, Raderman, Kemper. When I said Raderman, I meant Jake, but I should have said Nathan, because Nathan just took a skip pass from the far side of the floor to this side, and he drained a long, high-arching tray to make it 43-19. Covington in a world of hurt now. No answer by the Buccaneers for the Redskins offense, which is shooting it crisply. The passes are sharp. And the jump shots are smooth, almost like Fort Loramie's got a home court advantage. Here is Covington out of control in the lane. Ball lost on the play by Gray Harshbarger. Then he got it back and hit a teammate trailing. That was Chad Yohee, who got the two-pointer. 43-21, Fort Loramie up 22. As we remarked in the pregame, Chuck, Fort Loramie's won 11 of its last 12 on this floor. And the Redskins will make it 12 out of 13 here tonight. Nathan Raderman outside the arc on the right to Jake. Deep right corner, Carter Mesher. Twisting move at the elbow. He slides down to a knee. The Covington player reaches in and knots him up. It's a jump, and the arrow keeps it Fort Loramie's direction. 5:21 to go, third quarter. Carter Mesher, Mason Kemper, and Jake Raderman sit. It's another one of those patented Corey Britton hockey line changes.
Yeah, he's got the penalty team out there now.
Here's a sloppy pass by Fort Loramie as they tried to go to the post. Covington picked it off. It's Spencer Broomball, and he dashes the other way, darting in for the layup. Good awareness by Broomball. And then he went the distance for the goal to make it 43-23. Fort Laramie's lead is 20. Here's another long triple. Nathan Radiman outside the arc on the near flank right in front of us. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound Covington. 4:42 to go here in the third quarter. Top of the circle is Trey Harshbarger for the Buccaneers. Gives it up to Andrew Cates. On a weave, it's Tyler Farley into the lane, looping up a runner. Got it. Nice play. Tyler Fraley on the two-pointer. A nice string of points put together here by Covington, which is clawed back with an 18. Oh, here's a pivot move in the lane by Albers. He scores on a bank shot. What a great dish from Nate Meyer.
Yeah, that's a tough shot.
Nate Meyer released a pass to Grant Albers, who was pivoting across the lane, and he threw it chest high to Grant right in shooting position, and he knocked it down off the window. 4 minutes gone, third quarter, 45-25, Fort Laramie. Here's Chad Yohe sliding into the lane, hop, step, and a jump. Ball is smacked out of bounds by Fort Laramie. Eli Rosengarten comes off for Fort Laramie. So just in the last 20 seconds or so, the Redskins have had nine different players on the court. Here's Chad Yohe, top of the circle for Covington. Picked up by Nolan Burning. Throws a telegraph pass near side. Albers on the pick. Down to Burning. To the trailer, Nate Meyer. Beautiful break. Up and in. 47-25. Covington had shaved the lead to 18. And then Fort Laramie strikes back with two field goals. Covington pinched at midcourt, throws the ball off the leg of a Redskin player. Colin Moore in for Nathan Radiman. Head Chuck, Fort Laramie in the last minute has had 10 different young men on the floor.
Right.
They've swapped out five for a new five.
No starters out there now, and they still are in pretty good shape.
Yes. Covington throws inbounds to Cates in the right corner. Makes a bounce pass into the opposite corner for Zach Koontz, the 6'3 junior, who misfires, and Fort Laramie's got the rebound. 3:18 to go in the third. Deep right corner, it's Colin Moore who's checked in now, the 6'1 sophomore, quarterback of the football team. Near side to Nate Meyer, who chucks up a three. It's short. Long rebound to Albers. His 10-footer is good.
Grant's having a nice game, boy.
Grant Albers, Johnny on the spot right there. Popped it home. Here's Covington to midcourt. And the ball carrier is upset by a Fort Laramie tackler.
I think they called a clip.
That's Caleb Meyer in now for Fort Laramie, a 6-foot sophomore. So the Redskins have got Caleb Meyer, Nolan Merning, Nate Meyer, Grant Albers, Colin Moore. That's the quintet. Meanwhile, Covington's got Spencer Broomball and Chad Yohe at guard. Andrew Cates in at a forward. Also on the floor, Caden Presser, 6'1 junior, and Zach Koontz. Here's Cates, head of the circle. On the weave with Yohe. Yohe enters the foul lane area below the stripe, and he's guarded too aggressively. Foul Fort Laramie. With 2:38 to go here in the third quarter, Fort Laramie blitzing Covington, 49-25. Ball thrown out back by Covington to Broomball. He's doubled. Caleb Meyer in hot pursuit. Now three Redskins come after him. Could have been a 5-second count. Ball dished to Presser deep in the right corner. Presser hands off to teammate Koontz, and Koontz fires in a long-distance two-ball. Just inside the arc was Koontz as he shot one through the net. Here's Colin Moore attacking for Fort Laramie, right down the right side of the lane, all the way to the cup. Missed it strong, but a foul on Covington. And Colin Moore toes the stripe for two, with Fort Laramie leading by 22 with 2:10 left in the third quarter. Tell you what, Chuck, no one in this tournament, I don't care how long Fort Laramie stays alive in the tournament, Redskins could go deep. No one's got the depth to match Fort Laramie.
No. These young kids are getting better and better.
First free throw, Colin Moore is short. Second shot is swished.
He made them both.
Oh, first one rolled
in. First one hit the rim and went up and in.
51-27, 24-point cushion for the Redskins, who continue to press in backcourt. Here's Yohe He is hemmed in, cornered, tries to split a couple defenders. Head coach Matt Pond at Covington gets a timeout. Just over two to play in the third. Fort Laramie up 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
A couple of big shout-outs here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Stop in. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard about her fine shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It's grown to include eight expanding divisions. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North at the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. 937-498-7282. As we return to action, Covington gets a two-point basket. And then Nolan Burning comes down the floor for Fort Loramie and flips up a curveball, a three-pointer to the left. And Covington snares the rebound. One, two, three, four, five players lined up at the scores table again to check in for Fort Loramie. 1:16 to go, third period. 51-29 Fort Loramie. Here's Yohee, right corner Cates. Cates takes aims on a three. Missed it, short, no good. Follows, gets it, lays it in. Good alertness by Cates of Covington. He knew right where his missed shot would fall. Here is Caleb Meyer, journeying along the right baseline for Fort Loramie. Shot it, missed it, got it back, and stuck it in. Good play by the sophomore, Caleb Meyer. 53-31, Redskins up 22. Chuck, I might have missed a basket there for Covington while I was talking about our Rushi sponsors.
And I think the Presser got one and Cates got one.
Yeah, I think it was the Presser field goal I missed. Here's a baseline jump shot by Koontz of Covington. It hits the back iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quickly in the right corner, it's Nate Meyer. Carves out space in the lane. A pocket pass for Albers. He blew one right in front. Rebound down to Covington. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Chad Yohee's got it, 25 feet away. 8, 7, 6. Yohee guarded by Burning. Yohee picks up his dribble. 4 to go. Top of the circle, Broomball. He guns a long 3. Makes it at the buzzer. Spencer Broomball got some lift on that jump shot from out back and poured it through, beating the horn. 53-34, Redskins up 19. We enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy that new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday, is Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. Drop in, tell Carl hello, and let him know you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Fort Loramie attacking as we start the fourth quarter. Rosengarten to Nathan Radiman in the lane. And a good lead behind in the corner for Carter Mescher. Bombs away on a triple. Bullseye. He nails it. Here's Covington back in a hurry. Baseline drive. Kuntz no good. Follow to the rim. Missed by Harshbarger. Another stick back try. Good by Harshbarger. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
He stayed with it. That's what you want to see.
6:56 to go in the fourth. 56-36 Fort Loramie. Straight away, Jake Raderman with the ball for the Redskins. Gives it up to Carter Mescher, left corner. Carter's about the fourth or fifth different player to sink a three tonight. Fort Loramie shooting extremely well-rounded. Oh, look at that drive. Nathan Raderman in the right corner was overplayed out toward the floor side, and then he inched along the baseline, powered to the rim, made a strong move, and scored for Fort Loramie. Here's a running hook in the lane by Machino of Covington. No good. The rebound hammered out of bounds by the Redskins. It is 58-36 in favor of Fort Loramie. Covington actually outscored the Redskins in that third quarter.
Yes, outscored them by two.
6:21 to go in the fourth. Covington inbounding. And the ball rolls away in the lane. Who's got it? Covington manages to garner the loose ball. It is Broomball, top of the circle. Left corner three by Machino. Hit the rim twice. Rebound yanked down by Rosengarten. He's back in. Out ahead to Jake Raderman. Look at him go to work. He's got it with the left hand. Boy, he was going lickety-split. Still under control. Knocked it down. I don't think Jake's missed a shot.
No, he's had a heck of a game.
You talk about Mr. Efficient tonight. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. 60-36, Fort Loramie. Here's Covington, three-point land, left side of the floor. Machino, not good. Rebound Redskins. Rosengarten between the rings. Veers off to the left. Jake Ratterman's got it. Right back to a teammate. Baseline left, it's Kemper, nearly walked. Goes opposite to Rosengarten. Deep three, right side, a little shy. Hit the rim twice, fell off to a Covington player. Over the back foul against Fort Loramie. Redskins have done very little wrong since the first quarter. Redskins were only up 4, 12-8. And then a 24-point outburst in the second period. Put this game out of reach.
Yeah, the second quarter won the game for them.
Here's Cates, baseline right. Wraparound pass below the rim intended for Harshbarger. And it's nicely stroked out of bounds. Good play beneath the basket by Nathan Raderman of Fort Loramie, saving two. 5:11 to go in the fourth. 60-36 in favor of Fort Loramie. Three games tomorrow night. Tip-off 4:30 for the opener. Webcast time 4:15. Could be a very good game. Fairlawn and Lehman Catholic in the initial game of the night. Then Ruscha and Mechanicsburg game two. Ruscha a three seed. And then in the third game of the evening, the last of the trio, it's Jackson Center, the one seed against Triad. Here is Yohi on the arc for Covington. He manages to get around a couple Fort Loramie defenders, shovels one toward the basket, and it swirled around the rim, came off, and Covington could not reel in the rebound. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Redskins defense has forced Covington to try a number of difficult shots. They've been short ones, but difficult nonetheless. Here's Mason Kemper, a rare three attempt from him, way short. Rebound, though, Fort Loramie. Right back to Kemper on the drive. He faked it in on the run.
That's more him than the three right there.
Mason with the left hand found a little alley, and he angled his way right to the hoop for a goal. 62-36, Redskins with wholesale changes. Another five-man hockey line modification to the lineup coming in very shortly. Here's a Covington player below the foul stripe, sliding a little bit, and Tyler Fraley went down. He walked.
They've only turned the ball over 10 times. They have not done a horrible job against the pressure, but they just can't defend Loramie, all that talent.
Yep, job well done by the Redskins. The five men on the floor, the starters for Fort Loramie, come out for good with 4:06 left. They were on the bench, Chuck, of the third quarter as well. Fort Loramie going 10, 11 guys deep. 62-36 Redskins lead. Little give and go on the arc. Caleb Meyer for Nolan Burning. Broken up by Covington. It's Cates. Cates down the floor to a teammate driving, and he's pounded on the shoulder. Couple of free throws, Covington. Three minutes, 51 seconds to go, fourth quarter of this game. It has been all Fort Loramie since the start of period number two. Chad Yohe at the strike buries the free throw. 62-37. 25-point lead, Fort Loramie.
They're 9 for 9 from the free throw line.
Covington makes it 10 for 10. Yohe's got a pair. 10 for 10 at the strike for the Buccaneers. How about that? 62-38, Fort Loramie by 24. Burning on a weave to Caleb Meyer. Deep right corner, Colin Moore. Moore sends it out back to Albers. Into the lane, Burning below the foul stripe. Gets out of trouble. Right corner, Colin Moore. Fadeaway three ball. Bingo! He's got it. That's the fifth or sixth different Redskin player to make a three on
six,
the night.
Six of them.
Six different Redskins have notched triples. Here is Covington attacking the basket and getting a good field goal inside. But Jack Shell, a 6'1 senior off the bench, he's fouled in the act of scoring. 65-40 in favor of Fort Loramie over Covington with 3:17 to go. Well, the Redskins shooting it lights out here at Garber Gym, just like it's their own court back in Fort Loramie country.
Except for the colors, it looks a lot like it.
It does. Three-point play converted by Covington, and then Caleb Meyer makes it the seventh Redskin to nail a three on the night as he shoots it up like radar, deep one, right corner of the floor, all net. And it's 68-41 Redskins. We'd better start thinking about saving a few of these makes for later in this national tournament. Here's a steal against Covington in midcourt. Off balance, driving layup of Fort Loramie is good. New player in off the bench for Fort Loramie, Damon Mesher.
Damon Mesher.
Damon, quite the athlete, too. 70-41 Skins. 2.5 to go. Baseline right, Ray Harshbarger for Covington. And he's sandwiched on the play and a foul called against Fort Loramie. Seven different Fort Loramie players have made threes in this game. The last two by Colin Moore and Damon Mesher. How about that? Caleb Meyer made one before that. Seven different young men scoring threes. I tell you what, that, Chuck, is almost impossible to defend.
You can't defend it.
No.
Who are you going to guard?
Ray Harshbarger at the free throw line for Covington. He was smacked in the act of shooting. He's got it. 70-42 Redskins, who will vault to 16-7 on the year. Free throw around and out. Good strong rebound by Cates. He goes back up and in with it. Nice play by Cates of Covington. 70-44. Here's Fort Loramie attacking deep right side of the floor. That's another jersey I don't recognize. Is that
that one? I'm not sure. I'll find out.
Here's a deep three left side of the floor. Fort Loramie by the new man on the court. Hit the back rim. It bounced away. Rebound down to Covington. Herky jerky move by Yohe in the paint area. No, but a foul on Fort Loramie. That last three-pointer was taken by whom?
Devin Ratterman.
Devin Ratterman, who had a very good JV game late in the year over at Knightstown at the Hoosier Gym.
Yeah, he's a shooter.
He just tried to light it up from three-point land, previous possession. Couple of free throws here for Covington's Jack Shell. Buccaneer faithful across the way, standing for seniors for the Buccaneers who are coming off the floor. Free throw, Covington, no. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Minute 50 left to go, 70-44. Foul at the timeline. Cates grabbed a Fort Loramie player. Damon Mesher was hooked. Covington empties its bench. Caleb Meyer comes out from Fort Loramie. Wholesale changes with the Redskins, who are going to play everybody on the bench tonight. Seven different Fort Loramie players drain three balls on the evening. Here's Devin Radiman outside the arc, left side. Flips it cross court to a teammate. Down to a minute 35 to go in the fourth. Colin Moore, baseline drive, right side of the floor. Goes opposite to Devin Radiman. In the lane to a teammate. Little half hook for Damon Mesher, no good. It's volleyballed around. Picked back up on the arc before Loramie. Then entered into the post again. Minute 15 to go. Here's Colin Moore, cross court, near side. Damon Mesher. High left, fakes right, goes left. Leaves it behind him for a teammate. A minute left here in the fourth. Deep three, left corner, Fort Loramie. Is that Damon Mesher again?
Yeah.
Woo! Damon Mesher chalks up another three.
That's his first three. That makes eight different ones score.
Here's a drive by Covington. It rims, and the rebound is tapped away out of bounds off the Buccaneers. 46.8 to go. 8 3-pointers. 8 threes from different Redskins. Well, let me reword that. 8 different Fort Loramie players have made threes. Fort Loramie's made more than 8 three-pointers on the night. How many, Chuck, in total?
Well, 12,
13. Were they
11?
11 threes by 8 different young men. You cannot stop that. You can't cool it off. Too many weapons. Here's a missed shot by Fort Loramie, then the extra pass in the lane. Ball kicked by Covington with 18.5 to go.
Well, the first half was all Eli Rosengarten. He had 15 in the first half. He hadn't scored in the second half. Everybody else has picked up the pace.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Thanks so much to Brian Billing, sports editor at the SDN. What a great job he does. A miss by Fort Loramie in the last 10 seconds. Then a made three from the corner
Cates hit
by Andrew Cates of the Buccaneers to finish off the scoring and the game. 73-47. Fort Loramie wins it tonight over Covington by 26. The Redskins with a huge 24-point second quarter to put this game away. Yep, thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Also, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And thanks again to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Go to Goffney for high-quality furniture priced just right. We are priced to fit your budget with finance options. Applications easy. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Fort Loramie victorious, 73-47 over Covington here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Redskins displaying an array of three-point shooters as athletic director Mitch Westerheide comes by. Boy, the three-point shooting from the Redskins, fantastic tonight. 8 different young men rifled in triples, just like you used to do it at Fort Loramie High.
I got 11 young men scored too. That's impressive.
Yeah, I got a laugh out of Mitch. He chuckled. He shot him that well, too, back in his day. But, Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and highlight our Clancy's Award winners.
Well, for Covington, the only one in double figures was Cates. He had 13. They got 8 from Yohe, 7 from Broombaugh. On the other side, 15 for Rosengarten, all in the first half. They got 12 from Jake Ratterman, 9 from Carter Mesher, 9 from Nathan Ratterman. They got 5 each from Moore, Caleb Meyer, and Damon Mesher, all off the bench in the fourth quarter. And my Clancy's player of the game is going to go to Jake Ratterman for the Redskins.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's on Wapak in Sydney, Ohio.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Of 8 different Redskins made 3-pointers, and Fort Loramie routes Covington 73-47, 24-point second quarter. Got the separation Fort Loramie needed. Covington actually outscored Fort Loramie, but 2 in the third quarter. Redskins won the fourth and win the game by 26. Fort Loramie's next opponent, Chuck, is Riverside, which took a first-round bye. Riverside, with a losing record, has won 9 on the year. That game is at 7:30 on Tuesday after game 1, which pits Butkins against our first game winner tonight, Ansonia, over Mississinewa Valley, 38-35. So it's Butkins, Ansonia, 6 o'clock Tuesday, Fort Loramie, Riverside, 7:30 Tuesday. Webcast time, 5:45 p.m. on Tuesday night. Tomorrow night, we've got a triple header for you. Fairlawn Layman Catholic in game 1. Yep. Webcast time, 4:15, followed by Rushi and Mechanicsburg at 6, and Triad and Jackson Center at 7:30. The Tigers, the 1 seed. The Rushi Raiders, the 3 seed. The number 2 seed, Fort Loramie Redskins, triumphant here tonight by 26 over Covington. Each time I see the Redskins play, Chuck, I marvel at how they continue to get better and better and better. Well, no end to the improvement on this team.
Not so far, and I'll tell you, I mean, because one of their better players, one of their better offensive players and a really good defensive player, Nick Brandewey, didn't even play.
Right, that's a good point.
So, I mean, and that just shows you how deep this basketball team is. 11 guys scored tonight for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, we were notified about 20 minutes before the game that Nick was in street clothes. I missed him out on the floor, wondered where he was, and tendonitis in the knees. He'll be back next weekend for sure, maybe during the week. He's resting up those knees. He doesn't play. If Fort Loramie doesn't miss a beat. One hockey line change after another all night long.
That was fun.
And eight different guys make threes for Fort Loramie in this game tonight. 8. And the Redskins had 10 different guys on the floor in the first 7-8 minutes of the game.
Yeah, they're deep.
A lot of kids, and boy, that keeps everybody happy for next year and the year. Yeah,
absolutely. It sure does. Exactly how it works, Dwayne.
Somebody by 60 points with 5.
And Mr. Bachman on the Mr. Bachman on the public address, letting us know how good Fort Loramie was as well. Sparkling performance by the Redskins. And, Chuck, that wraps it up here tonight at Pickwa's Garbage Inn.
That was fun. The first quarter was a little iffy, but at the same time, not uncalled for, not unheard of on this floor. It's a tournament game, little jitters here and there. But, boy, from the second quarter on, that was the number two team in the sectional for sure.
Mm-hmm. Redskins now 16-7. Covington closes out the 2018-19 campaign with a final mark of 5-18. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on Site Engineering. Until tomorrow at 4:15, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, where in game one of tonight's doubleheader, Ansonia beat Mississinewa Valley 38-35. And in our feature webcast tonight, game two, Fort Loramie rolled over Covington 73-47. Good night, everyone.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.